welcome to Disney A, where the points don't matter and we don't get to travel anyway. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Canadian themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Today we're gonna hit a bullseye and talk about Hawkeye.
Yeah, and we're gonna wing it like a hawk, because hawks fly.
They do.
Yeah. We're only kind of
Something
it.
Something purple. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm out of puns.
It's about branding, okay?
Yeah, that's right. Before we do that, though, Happy New Year, Brandon.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, so this is actually our second episode of the New Year, but...
It is, but it's our first one that we've recorded after the New Year.
Yes, because our last one we recorded prior.
Because, like, we were on holidays and stuff.
Yeah, kind of.
Kinda, yeah. We got to see people.
We did.
And get sick.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when you see people.
See people now. Yeah, it's true. But, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. What's your nerd thing this week? First one recording of the New Year.
Well, since we were sick, we were stuck on the couch for a while, and we've been watching a whole heck load of Netflix and Disney Plus and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we did watch an entire season of a show about a podcast.
It's true. Yeah.
And that was pretty nerdy.
Yeah, and it's on Disney Plus.
It is on Disney Plus. Well, it's on Disney Plus in Canada because it's a Star original. So it's on Hulu. It would be on Hulu in the States, I believe.
That's true. That is true.
Only
Murders in the Building.
Only Murders in the Building.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked that quite a bit.
Steve Martin is fantastic.
He is a treasure and used to work in Disneyland.
True. Yeah. I think I always underrated Steve Martin.
Oh. He was
great on SNL, and I tend to forget this. Like, we just watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles around Christmas
time.
That's
true.
Yeah,
I watched it Christmas Eve actually.
And I had never seen that movie all the way through. Of course, I had seen many clips but knew the basic premise, and John Candy, of course, is amazing as well. But, yeah, Steve Martin is really good. I want to kind of watch some more Steve Martin
things. Can be arranged. I'm a fan of Steve Martin. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, we've watched a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My nerd thing this week, I was going to say, like, all the stuff we've been watching, too. But instead, I'm going to go Christmassy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yes. So
that was last month.
Well, I know.
Get with the times. Come on.
Except you got me some Animal Crossing Amiibos.
I did, yeah.
Amigo. They're my amigos. My amiibos.
Oh, dear.
So I was playing with those the last couple days while I was sick on the couch. And, yeah, that was fun. That was a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to say that.
Okay.
It's my nerd thing.
Yeah, Animal Crossing again.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I actually got pretty spoiled for Christmas, actually, but, yeah.
As usual, you know.
As usual, yeah. Must have been really good this year.
Sure.
Yeah, but, you know, since we've been sick, I've been able to actually play with that a little bit, so, yeah. Also, I'm going to ask what you're drinking, but before we do that, well, because I just mentioned Christmas, this came, well, after we got back, so we didn't get to shout it out, but we got a lovely Christmas card from an awesome listener.
Oh,
we have
sweet.
Shouted out before, because Lindsay often does better on trivia than we do.
Well, yeah, I mean, that doesn't take a whole heck of a lot.
And you haven't seen it yet. So
no,
I haven't. I said I was going to wait until we were recording to show you.
Wow, this is live and in person.
Live and in person. So Lindsay scrapbooks and does card making and things like that.
It's like Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's got snowflakes.
It's called a shaker card.
That is really cool. I like that.
Yeah, and it says, "May all your holiday nightmares come true."
And it's got Oogie Boogie and Jack on it.
Yeah, and Oogie Boogie's so cute with his little bugs.
Yeah, he's got his bugs. That is very cool.
Yeah, so anyway, I wanted to show you
that. Thank you very much, Lindsay.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, it's Disney, so we had to... So thank you, Lindsay. And before we continue on here, what are you drinking?
I'm traveling the world through the lands of beer, and I'm having a nice German wheat beer, but it's a Dunkel, so it's dark and wintry.
You did have some, did you have a Dunkel while we were in Germany last?
Probably.
Yeah. I mostly drank Riesling.
You did. Yeah, that's not beer, though.
No, that's mostly just what I drank in Germany.
Yeah.
Also mostly what I drink here.
Mm.
I drink a lot of Riesling.
Riesling is pretty good. I really like Riesling. But it's not beer.
No. How do you like it?
Oh, no, I like it. It's good. I mean, I've had this lots before. It's very satisfying and smooth and delicious. Wheat beer is so good.
Yeah, it's one of your favorites, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Dunkel here.
Mm-hmm. How about you? You gotta tell me what you're drinking.
I am drinking eggnog. Yep. I don't care that it is January. We're recording this on January 7th. I have eggnog in the fridge. It's, it's an eggnog liqueur.
Yeah, let's back it up. Because you told me you're going to drink eggnog tonight. I was like, is that not a month old? Is that not going to be absolutely disgusting?
Okay, so it is eggnog flavored liqueur.
Yeah, it's not actually eggnog. It's just
eggnog flavored liqueur.
It's just a cream liqueur whiskey.
It's like creamy whiskey, and it is delicious.
I don't believe you.
You're gonna taste it. Okay. Brandon doesn't actually like eggnog, but he likes whiskey. So
it smells like whiskey cream.
Well,
like
it doesn't it's creamy whiskey.
Doesn't smell like eggnog.
Well, it's just funny because I know eggnog usually you have rum in it, but or whiskey, I guess.
Yeah, you can put whiskey. You can put whiskey in everything. Breakfast cereal.
Don't do that.
You might have a problem if you put it in your breakfast cereal.
Okay, taste this.
Okay. No, that tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like a whiskey, like a strong Bailey's. It doesn't.
I like it.
Has zero eggnog flavor to it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, no, it's very tasty.
Yeah, very. And actually, that one was from my mom.
Hmm.
Yeah, she gave it. I had a Christmas cookie exchange, and yeah, brought that with me. So
very nice.
Thanks, Mom.
It's tasty.
Mm-hmm. I said, while it's still January, I want to be as festive as possible because I took down all the Christmas decorations, and yeah. I'm missing the sparkle.
Not the sparkle.
Mm-hmm. The shots.
Oh, we're going to do some shots. I didn't know if we were doing those on air or what.
Yeah, no, we're doing them on air.
Oh, okay. We're doing shots. Here's yours.
Because this is for New Year's.
It is for New Year's. We're celebrating.
Yes. So these are little individual shots. Also for my mom. Same time she brought the eggnog.
She knows us so well.
Mine is called Candy Kiss. Yours is what?
It is a B-52.
Okay.
Which is named after a bomber, so it's going to be good.
I thought it was named after the band.
No, I think the band's
name. Love Shack, baby, yeah.
No, Rock Lobster.
Okay. Cheers. Happy Cheers. New Year. Ooh. Oh, yum.
Yeah, B-52s are all right.
That tasted delicious. That tasted like candy.
Well, it was a candy kiss, so.
Mwah.
Well, that's lovely.
All right.
Mm.
That was really good. So, festivities now aside, the other thing we should celebrate is we don't have any Marvel content right now, but we do have some Star Wars.
Don't celebrate that. That's sad.
No, but we do have Star Wars we're going to celebrate.
That is true. Yes, we are.
Right? Although, The Eternals is showing up on Disney Plus here very soon.
Yeah, that's nice. So, I wouldn't mind seeing that again. And
I think I'd like to watch it again.
I went into it with really low expectations, and I know we've had an episode about it, but it's fine. It's in the bottom quarter of MCU movies, but,
yeah, but
not at the bottom. So I don't know. It's fine.
So, you know, we'll watch that again. But we are talking Book of Boba Fett. Now we're two episodes in. Spoiler free reaction, Brandon. What are you thinking so far?
I like it. It's a slow burn. It's going back to the Western style that I thought Mandalorian was gonna go. Before they jumped on the Baby Yoda bandwagon, which is fine. I like Baby Yoda, too.
Me, too.
But me too. I like it. Yep. I like it quite a bit.
I do, too. I like the slow burn of it, actually. Mm-hmm.
And it's got good action in it, too. Mm-hmm. Like, Robert Rodriguez is good at action. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Desperado, but yeah, you should watch that.
Yeah, because Antonio Banderas is in it.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah, I like it. I'm enjoying it. And I am looking forward to next week's episode. But I'm looking forward to all the episodes. So, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, no, wow. I was expecting good things. They're hitting it out of the park with the Disney Plus Star Wars content. And I'm hoping they continue that
way. Because
that's all the Star Wars content we're getting these days.
Yeah. I think they're hitting it out of the park with all the Disney Plus shows. We'll talk about the latest Marvel one here. That is our focus of our episode, like we said. So we'll get to it in a minute, though.
Yes.
Because next, news. Disney A News Update. Okay. First, we've got some Disneyland news, first of all. Monorail. So you know how it just opened, like, I don't know, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
It's closed now.
Yeah.
But it's closed for refurbishment, so there's conjecture, hasn't been announced yet, although, I don't know, probably will be by the time this episode comes out, but as of right now, it has not yet been announced whether or not this is part of the Downtown Disney refurbishments that are going to be going on.
Probably.
It's
the slow time. Yeah. It's after the holidays. It's before spring breakies and all that.
So it totally makes sense.
It totally makes sense, yeah.
And of course, we have the water riots that are going down, things like that. Also, Little Mermaid Ariel's Undersea Adventure is going to be closed January 10th for refurbishment as well. So that's just the latest in the list that's going to be happening. There's tons of new merch out, including all the 2022 stuff, of course. But also there's some new, like, home stuff that is Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, which is really cute. It's all like stay home and be cozy kind of thing, and I was like, I want to be cozy with Winnie the Pooh and Piglet.
Speaking of, the original Winnie the Pooh and Piglet are in the public domain now.
Yes.
So we're going to start our new Winnie the Pooh and Piglet cartoon.
We are?
No, we're not.
Neither of us can draw.
No. But you could if you wanted
That's
to.
That's true. But the original, not the Disney version.
Not the Disney version.
The A.A. Milne original from the first book.
No red shirt allowed.
Nah, that's the differentiation there.
That would, you get sued real hard with a red shirt.
So stick to classic Pooh and you're good to go. The new merch looks good. And if you want to celebrate Winnie the Pooh and Piglet being in the public domain, you can embrace the Disney version as well. Also, I wanted to give a special shout out because it is Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend this weekend. Like, we're recording
on
Friday.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It does sound like a lot of work, but I actually have a friend who's there right now. For Run Disney Marathon.
Like, did they lose a bet or?
No, it was like signed up to do it and everything.
Mm. I like 5K, that sounds about right. A marathon.
In Florida.
Yeah, in Florida. Well, I mean, if you're going to do it in Florida, this like January would be a good time.
So, good luck and congratulations, Crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Brad
and,
makes her crazy.
Seek psychiatric care. Yeah. Good idea.
But if you were ever going to run a marathon, at least you'd do it in Disney World, and you'd be in Disney World.
I'll just go on the rides and eat a churro.
I can do a ride marathon. I could do ride marathons. Is that the same?
Yeah.
Shopping marathons? I'm good at that.
I think ride marathons is where it's at.
All right. Well, let's come up with our own Disney marathon that is just going on the rides.
Yeah, there is one. It's called the Gumball Rally, and we're going to
do that one instead. Yeah. But yes, good luck and congratulations, Crystal, because that is quite an accomplishment we think you're insane for, but good luck.
I tip my hat, but also think you're a little crazy.
And you like to run.
I do like to run.
I do not.
Not a marathon.
No, I like to run up credit card bills.
The guy who invented marathons literally died after doing the first one, so, you know.
That is true. Yeah. That is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, some news, and then like we said, new content coming out. We're looking forward to some 2022 content on Disney Plus, and really enjoying Boba Fett right now, and then looking forward to the new stuff coming out in January, like The Eternals. And I think that takes us to our main topic.
There was an idea to bring together a couple of regular podcasters to see if they could talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We call it the Disney A Initiative.
Okay. Official 100% huge big spoiler warning.
Yeah.
We gave you 2 weeks to get caught up here, people. 3 weeks.
So, spoiler warning for Hawkeye, but we haven't talked about Spider-Man either.
Okay.
And it's kind of like sort of connected.
Okay. So, some spoiler warning. Are we going to do major spoilers for Spider-Man or minor spoilers for Spider-Man?
Let's do minor spoilers for Spider-Man. Okay. And just talk a little bit about Spider-Man because I really want to talk about Spider-Man.
Okay. So, consider this big consider this your spoiler warning for if you're not up to date with Marvel, this is your spoiler warning. Fair enough?
Also, go watch Spider-Man.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Like, we told you to go watch Spider-Man the last 2 episodes. Why haven't you done it yet?
Yeah, just do it.
Go do it right now.
Please?
Pause. go watch Spider-Man, come back.
Or go watch it for the fourth time, because...
That is also acceptable. Mm-hmm. We've only seen it twice, and I would like to see it more.
I would like to see it
more,
too.
We will see it more.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's also talk Spider-Man. The focus is going to be Hawkeye.
Just a little bit.
A little bit of Spider-Man. Okay. First of all, Hawkeye overall, Brandon, what did you think before we get into anything?
I thought Hawkeye was a solid B+. Okay. There was some really, really good episodes and some really episodes. It was interesting. I found that the odd episodes were amazing and the even numbered episodes were
interesting.
Which is unfortunate in a 6-episode series.
Right.
When you end on a even episode and it's kind of
okay.
Overall I liked it. There was lots of really good stuff. And it was fun.
What were the best things about... Let's instead of going episode by episode, let's just talk about, overall.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So, our overall premise, first of all, is we've got Clint, again, who keeps getting... Dude just wants to retire.
Yeah, he does.
He just wants to spend Christmas with his family.
His wife has retired.
It's true.
And, that was the big reveal at the end of the series. His wife is a former S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Right, which it really hinted at, about halfway through the series, it made it pretty clear.
Well, even in episode 2, it's kind of been hinted all the way along.
In fact, Tony Stark makes a joke about it.
He makes a joke. This is an agent of some kind.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, the children aren't small agents, but whatever.
Yeah, he was wrong there. But yeah, that was an Age of Ultron when they seek refuge there. He says, oh, this is clearly an agent of some kind. Yeah, he's not wrong. She is a retired
agent.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's explain her, first of all, before we go any further.
Yes.
So who is she?
Well, so she's pretty famous from the comics.
Mm-hmm.
S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent 19, which is also known as Mockingbird.
Right.
And this character was previously in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., actually. Bobby Morris is the more famous name for Mockingbird, and she has been married to Clint in the comics.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of an amalgamation of that. And some people are kind of thinking that this makes Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. officially non-canon, which it kind of is anyway, but who knows?
Who knows?
It doesn't have to be. It could be a code name or whatever, right? It'd be passed on James Bond type of situation. Yeah. So
Now Hawkeye.
Or possibly Hawkeye. Yeah. So yeah, exactly.
Okay. Before we get to that part, though, so the whole premise behind this is one of the storylines throughout this series is there's this watch, and we have...
It's a nice watch.
It's a very nice watch.
It's
and we're
like
trying
a
to
Rolex.
Figure out, what is the deal with this watch? And Clint needs to get back this watch, because this watch is super important, but you don't know why, and then it turns out it belonged to his wife, Agent 19.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, if it fell into the wrong hands... His retired friend, he said, who's been out of the business for a long time.
Pretty good friend,
I would say. Would have to get brought back in, would no longer be anonymous, right? We kind of, it's really, really pushing towards that. And then at the end, you figure out that is exactly what the case is. Okay, so that is one of our storylines.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have going on in this story?
Well, I think that might be the problem with this show is that there was a lot.
There was.
It was set up really well as a murder mystery, and there was lots of mystery threads throughout it and teasing, and you could have a lot of fan speculation. So the weekly format worked really well.
I did find this was probably the second best.
Yes.
Weekly, WandaVision did it best because it played into it. Its format worked really
well for that, of course. I agree.
But I found this was the next best.
Yeah. Well, right. it was literally a mystery, and it invited the audience to speculate, and that's when the weekly format works really well.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought Loki did okay, but this one did even better.
It was okay. This was definitely better weekly.
The right better tone for
than Loki.
Yeah.
But it almost had too many things, and then it tried to rush them to wrap it up.
I agree. I think if it was an 8-episode, it might have done better.
Yeah.
Because all those threads led to their own things instead of coming back together.
No, they didn't link up.
Or they were trying to. It felt like it was trying to do a lot.
And the way they did link up was felt kind of forced and tenuous. Rushed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, no.
The threads got thin in places. Or messy knots.
Even the editing in the last episode seemed a little disjointed because they, like, cut stuff out for time.
Yeah, some scenes were really cool and some scenes were weirdly paced. Okay, so let's talk about overall story.
So the reason I think it was rushed is because I think halfway through they decided to make an Echo series.
Mm, right, okay.
And Echo, of course, is a big character in this, but a lot of her stuff got cut for her own series.
Okay, so we have the Watch and Clint's wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's one storyline. Yep. Now you brought up Echo. That's another storyline. Yep. Who the heck is Echo in this? And how does she play in? And now we know that she's getting her own series. So tell me about Echo and how she fits into Hawkeye.
Yeah, so in the comics, she's... Well, Marvel does a really good job of representation. That's always been their strong suit with the mutants.
And a huge part of why I like Marvel.
Yeah, like that's always kind of what they've been about. Mm-hmm. Kind of allegories for... different situations, yeah. and people and things like that. And Echo is a deaf woman,
mm-hmm.
who is a superhero.
Yeah.
And they've introduced her in this series, and she starts off as kind of a villain, but she's not really a villain.
She's a sympathetic villain.
Yeah, yeah. Very sympathetic.
She's in the villainous realm, but she's definitely... Well, she's definitely sympathetic. And also you have an interesting... Because you know Clint is not deaf, but is definitely had a lot of hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they really embrace this idea that Clint is human.
Yeah.
Like, and he literally fights beside, like, well, literally a god, mm-hmm. among other superhero characters. And so, yeah, he takes, like, battle damage. The other human individual is actually dead, who was part of the original Avengers, right? Yeah. And even in when Black Widow, Yelena, says, you know, she's pretty sure the God of Thunder doesn't have to take an Advil every time, you know, after a fight or stuff like that.
Yeah, like in the Black Widow movie, and they go for supplies. Oh, like Avengers supplies? No, it's literally ibuprofen.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. So he's suffered hearing loss. And so you have this connection then between when we meet Echo and Hawkeye, and he does wear a hearing aid, which we see in the first scene, mm-hmm. actually.
Yep.
Okay, so we have Echo has been introduced, so that's another story.
Another thread. Whole storyline, and that's your first big, well, first and a half big indication of our big reveal of this series. The other one being, of course, the Tracksuit Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Both Echo and the Tracksuit Mafia in the comics have big ties to...
Kingpin.
Who makes an appearance in this series.
Oh, so exciting.
Very, very heavily hinted all the way along.
So exciting.
Finally is teased at the end of episode 5.
I don't know. Would you even say that's a tease?
Revealed.
Yeah.
But like in a teasing way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then is in episode 6.
Straight up there.
But it's Vincent D'Onofrio. Oh. Reprising his role from the Netflix series.
Okay, and this is probably my most favorite thing about this whole series was the fact that we're now bridging.
Yes, and it's tough. There's no confirmation whether this is a multiversal thing. It's probably not. It's too street level to me.
Right.
Speaking of Spider-Man multiverse
stuff.
Yeah.
Let's get into that next, actually.
And it doesn't, it's not clear if this is the same Kingpin from the Netflix series.
If they just cast the same guy because he's the world's best Kingpin.
Yeah, I got the sense that it's not, but interviews with Vincent, mm-hmm. he's saying he was playing it as if it was.
Yeah.
So in his mind, it is the same character.
Right.
So I don't know where they're going with it, and we'll see.
Well, I mean... Kingpin is Kingpin is Kingpin. He's just put into these different... I mean, it's the same as comic books, though, right? Like, mm-hmm. you have different storylines, same character, though.
Yeah, I mean, comics have been heavy into the multiverse thing for a long time.
So maybe that's where he's going.
And they do have a shared continuity, and they say, okay, this is this continuity, and if you're an artist working in this continuity, you have to abide by that. If you're in this continuity, you can... But yeah, they've been heavy into that since like the 70s.
But so maybe that's what he's being influenced by.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's interesting.
It is tough to say how exactly it represents the Netflix series as canon or not.
Right.
And whether we'll see more characters from said Netflix series.
Just say it.
So
just say it. Just do it.
Well, so, of course, the Daredevil series is where we saw Kingpin.
Yeah.
And the big thing in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Well, one of the big things in Spider-Man was...
The big thing we didn't heavily get hinted at ahead of time.
Yeah.
There was
some talk of it, but I kind of thought it was, like, pushed to the side. It was like, meh. Mm-hmm. But we did see a really good lawyer in Spider-Man.
Really good reflexes, because he's such a good lawyer.
Really good reflexes, even though he can't see.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes,
he's a really good lawyer.
We did see Charlie Cox.
Yeah!
As Matt Murdock in Spider-Man.
Yep.
So there's two from Netflix reprising their roles.
Exactly.
We'll see.
Does that mean for everyone else?
I would love to see Jessica Jones. I would love to see Luke Cage.
Okay, I love Luke Cage, but Jessica Jones, like, I might have loved Jessica Jones more than I love Daredevil, honestly. Maybe not, like...
First season of Jessica Jones
first
was
season.
Amazing.
First season.
But... She loses something without Killmonger.
I do agree with that. However,
he's one of the best villains, the most like skin crawling, disgusting.
Was so well in that. Okay, but so yes. Also, so we're going through, and I really like Luke Cage. I like the first season Luke Cage better than the second season Luke Cage. I didn't dislike the second season, and then of course we have Iron Fist.
We do, I guess. I don't know. Let's talk about Punisher.
I know, but before we get to Punisher, Shang-Chi is how you fix Iron Fist.
So Shang-Chi kills Iron Fist.
Yes.
And the girl from Iron Fist can join Shang-Chi on his
adventures.
There we
go. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. Seriously.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, so you have ways to, like, bridge things. And I'm mostly joking about the Iron Fist thing.
Ugh.
But, like, the fact that we now have... Matt Murdock, Charlie Cox kind of thing going on. We don't know, but that's the fun question is what does it mean?
Yeah. And we, like, all this stuff is happening. All of this and the multiverse and everything.
Literally, so we saw opening night in, like, a pretty small town theater kind of situation. And when, like, Charlie Cox, when that lawyer scene showed up, the theater screamed.
Screamed a lot. But.
Okay, yes, that's true. But that was the first time the theater screamed. And it was wonderful. And it was one of, it was a great theater-going moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great reveal. An absolutely great reveal. So we did see Kingpin here as, like...
Yeah, and it was actually Kingpin. It wasn't Steve...
Boner.
I'm
going to hold on to the idea they might do something with that.
They better. they better.
They're going to.
Yeah. And
I'm going to hold on to that because literally that is the only blip in WandaVision for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to hold on to the idea that they're going to come back to that.
They're going
to.
Well.
We left Agatha just chilling there and she has her own show now coming up.
And
they're going to do something
with
Ralph Boner.
We've seen the trailer for Doctor Strange 2 Multiverse of Madness. Apparently, because it was delayed, apparently they've delayed it to shoot new scenes with more cameos.
I have heard this, which makes me excited.
So we'll see where that
this is
leads,
the only so I'm like I was really excited for Doctor Strange. I still am, but I'm really sad that we have to wait so long now. I'm used to Marvel content like every week. What the heck?
Yeah.
And now we're going months without it.
Months.
Now before Doctor Strange especially. So if they give me lots of cameos and things like that to make me happy, I will forgive them.
Yeah. If Spider-Man has taught us anything, if you do fan service well...
Oh my god.
It really works!
Oh my god.
It works!
I think Spider-Man might be my favorite movie of the year.
Oh. Easy.
Spider-Man might be... Okay, no. We're going to talk to your favorite
for a second. We haven't watched our Oscar-nominated films yet.
True.
They're actually making a push for Best Picture for Spider-Man. It's not gonna get it.
It might not win it, but I really hope it's nominated.
It won't be.
You don't think so?
It should be.
I think it should be.
It absolutely
should be. I think if ever there was a superhero movie to do it, it should be the Spider-Man.
Black Panther's the only one that ever has been.
I know, but it should be this Spider-Man.
Yeah, it should.
I was surprised because I thought Dark Knight was.
That should have been as well.
It should have been.
Although I do think Dark Knight's overrated, but it still should have been nominated. Yeah. Like,
I don't think it should have won. I think it should have been nominated.
It has some good
stuff. I really agree that Black Panther should have been nominated. I don't think it should have won that year, and it didn't, and that was fine, and everything like that. I think Dark Knight should have been nominated, and I think Spider-Man should be nominated. Okay, tangent. Let's come back to Hawkeye, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we
Big tangent. Sorry about that.
Sorry, no, it's okay. We had Kingpin, and that was really exciting.
Yeah.
We had all these tie-ins, all these hints that Kingpin was coming, and then he showed up.
That was the Baby Yoda, Luke Skywalker moment.
Yes.
Of this series.
It was fantastic. I was very happy about that. Okay, so that was another thread then. We had Kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about how the issue with this is all these different threads that like lead off into their own things. Like it's trying to do too much in six episodes.
It basically. Was, yep. But so the overall theme, well, there was a couple themes. There was hardcore torch passing going on.
Very much so.
Literal and figurative.
He literally passes over arrows, like, at one point, walking off into, I don't know if it's a sunset or what, but basically it is.
Yeah. Apparently that's a famous
yes.
panel from a comic as well, so.
I love that.
I love stuff like that.
I do too. And I'm not even, like, a comic fan, but I'm not an anti-comic fan. I just haven't read a lot of comics.
No, I haven't either.
Shout out to my coworker who keeps giving me comics now to read, by the way.
Comics are awesome. So you have that going on, but the other thing is, it's another, all these Disney Plus series have, like, they're all post-Endgame, and they're all about, like, dealing with grief.
Oh my god. Okay. So, can we talk about Yelena now?
Yes. That's what I'm talking. So, Clint, like, the first couple episodes is basically him having more PTSD.
Yeah.
About losing his best friend.
Yeah. And, like, I don't think people, well, I mean, like, the general people, I'm not talking about, like, individual people here, pay enough attention to how much Clint and Natasha absolutely adored each other. And like, not romantically, like
no,
off that horse. They literally saved each other's life.
And, like, yeah, okay, so they're, like, super spies and they have these, like, life-threatening jobs or whatever. But you can bring that back to your own real life.
Yeah.
Where you go to work every day and you spend a lot of time at work.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a 40-hour a week job, you're probably spending more time at work than you are at home, not sleeping.
Mm-hmm. You're talking your regular 9-to-5 job. You are.
Yeah.
You're a star.
Yeah. So your work friends are pretty important. And if they're, like, really good work friends, they can be, like, super, super important to you.
It's 100% true. Like, we both have people at work who are important to us, have had in the past as well. And now imagine that you are trusting your life literally to those people.
Right.
And vice versa.
There would be quite a bond.
There's, like, a huge bond,
like,
there.
They're not only work spouses, they're, like, soldiers together.
Exactly.
So you got,
so,
like,
a
double
level.
Bond.
Well, think about it this way. We talked before about Age of Ultron when they first meet Clint's family.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's the only person who knew about them? Was Natasha.
Exactly.
Hell, they were going to call, at the time they were expecting the little one, right? They were going to call Natasha. They said, no, Natasha's a Nate. Nathaniel is what they end up doing, right? Like, I have a student, by the way, who said that in the one episode, Clint goes and he talks to the plaque that says, at this spot is where the Avengers first assembled. And also, I love all those little details throughout, too. And he talks to Natasha at this spot. And he's like, you know, I wish I could talk to you and things like that. And I have a student who's like, she straight up cried. That scene came on.
Was,
and I was like,
it was powerful because a lot of, like, they made a big deal about it. He turns off his hearing aid. And he always turns off his hearing aid when he's trying to center himself and talk to his friend that he can't talk to anymore.
It's
quite emotional,
and he does it in, like, the first 2 minutes of this series and things like that. Can we just lighten the mood here for a minute? Because we have a Captain America the musical.
Yes, so that is the big part of episode one, Rogers the musical.
Yes.
And we see bits and pieces of it. And, of course, Clint is not too impressed.
No. I actually, and then, okay, but, so, this is done in, like, the, this is, like, a testament to why these shows work so well. Because he's not impressed, and he's rolling his eyes, but he also gets upset, because he's seeing Natasha there, and he looks, and two rows ahead of him, there's this tiny little girl who's cosplaying going to this Broadway musical as his best friend, who he watched die.
Yeah.
So you have this emotional moment while at the same time he's rolling his eyes at someone singing "I Can Do This All Day," which is a great Broadway song. Oh, it's by the way.
Fantastic.
Yeah, doing the Battle of New York, and he's like pointing out. He's like, you know who wasn't there? Ant-Man.
and that's a good commentary on like how popular media changes things when they adapt them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know. I just it's
it
funny.
Works on like a lot of different levels. Yeah, but it's also like it right from the beginning. It's like this ridiculous thing, and he's dealing with people like seeing him as a hero.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also like, this was actually a really real event.
So yeah, so we're looking at this Clint's grief and tying into that really well, especially. I think it makes the Black Widow movie a little better.
It actually does.
Because I liked the Black Widow movie, but I thought it was kind of a little late and like unfortunate because you have all these relationships that don't really mean anything because she's not around anymore.
Yeah.
But Yelena comes back into
Yelena comes into Hawkeye.
Well, which we knew because of the post-credit scene in Black Widow.
But also, this is really our first show where we've had the serious tie-in.
Between the movies and the Disney Plus. It's like, yeah, this is legit.
Yeah. It's not like an enhancement. It's like really important to the whole storyline.
And it ties into Clint's grief so well because now you have this family aspect and this was her sister and they never really got to reconnect.
Yeah. Also, before we get into that connection between Clint and Yelena, which we see happen, or like the whole situation with them, is we did get to see more of Yelena herself because she blipped.
She did. So,
and that was cool.
Well, so we are getting more of what I wanted. The fallout of the blip.
Yes.
So of course, in WandaVision, we got to see a blip scene.
Yes.
In the hospital.
Yes, in the hospital. And that was really cool and chaotic and things like that. And we got to hear a little bit about in one of the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
In Far From Home.
Yeah. Which is where it's called the blip for the first time.
Oh, I didn't know that. That would be good trivia. I didn't know that.
We were all calling it the snap, of course, because that's what it is.
That's
but
true.
In universe, they call it the blip.
Oh, there you go.
And
that's where
we first heard that.
I like that. Yeah, and we got to hear about things like, you know, I woke up and someone else was in the bed and things like that. And you got to hear a little bit of chaos, but they're talking about it. You don't actually get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
First time we see it is WandaVision. Now we get to see it, but from the perspective
of someone who was blipped.
Yes.
And that's an amazing scene.
And like, not just I woke up, which is what we see in WandaVision is when she wakes up, but we get to see her the minutes before the snap and then immediately following like what has and hasn't happened for her.
Well, like, yeah, it's done with CGI and like the whole room changes, but it's kind of delayed. Like her brain's catching up to, it's so cool.
Yeah. It's really cool. So if nothing else, just like studying that part,
that's very cool. And I think Florence
Is she going to end up being my favorite character in the new canon?
She's so good. She, like, the scene that she has with Kate.
Yes! Okay, I wanted to talk about that really badly. It might literally be my favorite scene in the entire series.
So they're setting this up. Kate Bishop is the new Hawkeye.
Right.
And Yelena is the new Black Widow.
Yes.
When they're going to have kind of a buddy chemistry that way, hopefully.
They have chemistry
definitely, but this scene, like when they first get to sit down and talk to each other, because
they're having craft dinner
they're having craft dinner with hot sauce because that's the way you gotta have it,
because I know it's delicious. God.
It's hilarious and terrifying,
yes,
all at the same time.
It's fantastic, and I don't know how she does that.
Oh,
it's so good. So like, there could not be a better Yelena in my world. Like, she does it so, so well. And her confusion and, like, defensiveness with when she first comes back and it's just like, what the heck is going on? It's fantastic. Like, I absolutely love
Well, and she's had a messed up life.
Oh, my God. And she's trying to put the pieces back together. She finally started to reconnecting with her sister. And then, of course, we all know and what her, happens with
and
Natasha.
And her other Black Widow sisters.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she's gone for 5 years. Yeah. And, yeah.
So this is done so well. And I'm so glad we get to see this from this perspective. I hope they don't shy away from it because it's important, and I like that they didn't just be like, oh, it's another storyline, whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, I think this was the best part. Yelena was the best part of this.
I agree.
And I think it did justice to Kate as well.
Okay, so now let's talk Kate, because you talked before about how the whole thing is about grief, and we talked about how, like, there's this weird, like, Clint trying to figure out this difference between like people hero worshiping him, but also like, hey, this was a real thing that happened and he lost his best friend because of it, among like all the other costs. He talks a lot about costs, and now all dude wants to do is get back and spend Christmas with his family, but it's still another cost and he has to make things right. And it's this like the duties versus the wants and the responsibility, you know, almost like with great power comes great responsibility. And,
Don't say that. Hey, you're going to have a bad time if you say that out loud.
It's true. But all of these different, all of these, and then we see that a lot through Kate. Now, we open Hawkeye, actually, with the Battle of New York from an interesting perspective.
I love this.
Is this not the best opening ever, other than WandaVision?
No, I like this opening better than WandaVision. No. WandaVision was cool. The opening of Falcon and Winter Soldier was pretty cool, too.
That's
it
also
was, like,
true.
Hardcore action, That's like, movie-level action on a Disney Plus show.
But this was so cool.
Seeing like the first Avengers movie from a different perspective was amazing.
Yeah.
Like really, really, really cool.
Yeah, I really, really like this. And you see that this, well, Kate, who of course we spend our whole time with in here, seeing Clint and being like, the thing, you know, when Avengers first came out, I remember hearing a lot of people being like, and then you had these two random humans who are like, whatever, who cares? But like, that was the drawing factor for her. She's like, you're literally just a human being who
she
got good at what they do.
She wasn't watching Hulk smash. She wasn't watching Iron Man fly around with the nuke.
Nope.
She was watching Hawkeye do a leap off the building and smash through the window.
Yep, exactly.
She doesn't see him clutching his spleen after he smashes through the window.
It's true. She's just like, thinks, you're literally just a human being,
like,
and you jumped
off.
If
you try really hard, you can be a superhero.
Exactly.
And she, like, takes that to heart.
I love that that's the takeaway here for a little girl watching this who ends up, like, saving her life you know, unknowingly or anything like that. He's literally just doing his job, but it ends up saving her life and the lives of many others. So even though he doesn't see himself in that way, she does.
Right.
And that's kind of the whole premise of this, is her trying to figure out that it's not just hero worship.
He doesn't think he's a hero, especially after all the stuff he did during the blip.
Of course, of course.
But she does, but she has to, kind of reconcile that with the reality of what that means.
Yes, and she's also in her early 20s, and, like, she grew up rich, and she's very talented, and
very, 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 very privileged, for sure.
Exactly, and actually, like, her mother says that, right? Like, she doesn't understand what things cost.
Yeah, so, and the interesting foil, going back to Echo, is she's kind of trained the same way, but isn't as privileged because she comes from a poor family that has to resort to crime and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But still has similar expectations put on her.
Right.
And it all works very well. It just needs a little bit more room to breathe.
Yeah,
I think
that's the problem.
Talking about this is like, all these ideas are working very well together. It just needs a little bit more.
I honestly think if it was eight episodes
probably would have been
perfect. You know
what
I mean? Like,
yeah.
It feels like they had to cut too much out. So our whole premise here is supposed to be Clint literally handing the baton being the bow and arrows, to
Kate. Trick arrows.
Yeah, super, sweet trick arrows to Kate. We have so many other threads going on. We have Eleanor, we have Kingpin, we have Echo, we have the tracksuit mafia. Okay, all that's fine, except these are leading to different things. They're not just like pieces of the same story.
Okay, would you rather go to a Maroon 5 or Imagine Dragons concert?
Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, I think that's probably the right answer. Both are kind of lame. But
you know what I mean?
If I was given free tickets and had to choose.
There's so much going on here.
There's a lot going on, and I would like to spend a couple more episodes with it.
Right? I agree. But that being said, some things I loved. I love the tone. Yeah. I really love the tone.
I loved all the Christmas homages.
I'm so glad they leaned hard into the Christmas.
Yeah, yep.
This is now a Christmas show.
They did that very well. It was very Die Hard.
Very Die Hard.
But there was lots of other Christmas stuff. Lots of Home Alone stuff.
Definitely. They were two steps away from having the same music in it, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They literally had red and green as a motif throughout the whole thing.
For sure. And having the big climactic battle in Rockefeller Center with the big tree. Works really well.
They were literally in like a toy store at some point. Like, it really leaned into the Christmas. I love that. I thought the tone suited really well. I don't have a problem with any of the casting, actually. My favorite is Florence Pugh. Like, I think everyone did really well. I was really happy to see Kingpin. I just thought that...
Well, yeah,
It did try to do too much.
Maybe. It tried to do too much. They rushed. Like, Kingpin was only there for one episode.
Yeah, it was like for the shock factor.
It was for the shock factor, and they did power him up a little bit. Like, he was, because, of course, Daredevil and all the Netflix series were a lot more grounded than the MCU.
And graphic,
proper.
By the way.
Well, very graphic, yes. He didn't smash anybody's head in with the door.
No,
He did rip a door off, though.
That's true.
But they showcased his strength and durability very, very well.
Yes. Mostly his durability, or especially his durability, I mean.
Yeah. Very, very durable, which, given the ending that we saw, I think is very important.
I think so, too. Or rather, that we heard.
Yeah, we only heard, but that was directly from a comic as well.
Yes.
Echo shoots Kingpin in the face.
Yeah.
And he literally walks it off.
Yes. And then at the end, we see Echo about to shoot Kingpin in the face, and then the camera pans away, and you hear the shot.
Yeah. So.
So hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Kingpin is like 99% not dead.
Yeah, especially considering we just saw Matt Murdock.
Yeah, and like you don't do that. You don't pull a second Ralph Boner.
No.
And even a Ralph Boner is probably not a Ralph.
Probably
Boner.
Not.
So yeah. Anyway,
you did not play up Kingpin that much and cast him to show up.
He's gonna be back in the Echo series. I would bet a mortgage payment on it.
Oh yeah.
And
I 100% agree.
And I think
it's
going to be an interesting foil, because in the comics, when he gets shot in the face, he goes blind for a while.
Oh.
And so deaf versus blind kind of thing. I think that might be a pretty cool way to go about it.
I'm excited to see what they do. That actually makes me more excited to see Echo. Not that I was like, not, you know, being like about Echo.
Well,
but...
I'm sorry. When they announced there's a new series called Echo, I was like,
What the hell is that?
Is that a Star Wars show?
Right?
Echo Base. I literally thought it was about Echo Base. I don't know.
No, that's fair. That's fair enough. They announced a lot, okay?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so overall you gave this one a B+. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Because I want to ask you a question here in a minute.
Okay. No, I think that's about it. It's good, and I want more Marvel content.
But we're not getting it for a while.
But we're not getting it for a long time.
But we're going to hold on to the Star Wars we have now instead.
Yeah, that's going to be
for a few weeks. We're not thinking about that yet. I know. Okay, so here's my question for you. I want you to rank the Disney Plus series that we had in 2021. So we have WandaVision, we have Falcon and Winter Soldier, we have Loki, we have What If, and we have Hawkeye.
Oh, man.
Okay, so let's go. Let's go top, bottom to top. What's your least favorite? And I'm not saying any of these are bad.
No, I
literally liked every single one of these.
I would go as far as to say I loved
every single one. I 100% agree. Like, I was really, really happy with every single piece of Disney Plus Marvel content we got.
Yeah,
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
For me, it was Falcon and Winter Soldier, even though I really, 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 really liked it. And I liked it way more than I thought I was going to. I loved it. It's just, in comparison, there are five things, okay?
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go, mostly just to be different, I'm gonna go What If.
Okay, okay.
As five, and mostly because the last episode was kind of mediocre.
Okay.
There was, and also because they cut one of the episodes,
yes,
which is a little bit of weirdness.
Yeah.
Kind of.
They better have that payoff in season two.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of good in What If, mm-hmm. and like the voice acting was quite,
oh my God,
good.
So good.
So yeah, What If, I think for me, is probably fifth, and then Falcon and the Winter Soldier is
so
fourth.
So fifth for me is What If.
Yeah.
Same kind of deal as I think, you know, we have a series coming with this, right? So I'm like, it might change, and I was very pleasantly surprised. What If was actually the one I was looking forward to the least.
Yeah,
still was looking forward to it. Just was like, yeah, whatever.
I was like, whatever. We'll watch it.
I will tell you, Doctor Strange trailer makes me more excited for What If.
Exactly. Well, the best episode of What If seems to be very, very closely tied to the Doctor Strange movie, which, going into What If, I didn't even know if it was going to be MCU proper.
No, I thought it was just like some random stories and
yeah,
things like that. And I was just like, hey, they did some cool stuff. I'm a huge fan of Captain Carter. I know I've mentioned that many times. But yeah, so for me, number four on my count up.
Count up, yep.
Is What If. Okay, what about number three? It's tough. Number three and two are very close for me.
Yeah, they are. They are for me as well.
I mean, everyone knows what my number one is. I've made that super clear.
Yeah. Yeah. This hurts me.
I know, right?
This hurts. No. Okay. Number three.
You can do it.
Number three is Loki for me. Yeah.
I am so surprised.
I really liked Loki.
Yeah.
I thought they could do more with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like how they, like, a lot of things they did, they kind of introduced the multiverse a little bit.
Yeah.
But I thought they could have gone harder.
Okay. You know what? I'm, like, this actually makes me kind of sad. My number three was Loki.
Mm-hmm.
But Loki was the number one thing you were looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
It was my second favorite thing I was looking forward to. I mean, I was most looking forward to WandaVision. When WandaVision delivered, it was my number one. We don't need to get that far for me to say that. Everyone knows that. Unless you're new to the channel, in which case...
Hi!
But, I liked it. My favorite Loki episodes or moments might be better than my favorite Hawkeye moments, but I think I was more pleasantly surprised with Hawkeye than I was with Loki, and that's why I would rate them that way.
I enjoyed the week-to-week speculation for Hawkeye more,
and
I wasn't expecting that. So, that's why it's a little higher for me. I liked what Loki did. I thought it could give a little more. I am glad that they introduced Kang.
Yes. So the Kingpin hints and payoff for me in Hawkeye outweighed Kang. I mean, I'm not a comic book person, but it might just have been the week to week thing. It might be like a recency bias. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that for sure.
It might be how much I love Christmas and that they leaned into it. It might be the overall tone. It might honestly be that there's a Loki season two coming out, so we were left on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But for me, I liked, or it might just be that I was expecting less from Hawkeye, so I was pleasantly surprised, and I was expecting more from Loki.
Yep. I think that's a lot to do with it, but so my number two then would have to be Hawkeye.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, no, it would have to be an introduction of a new character that actually works,
mm-hmm.
and I was like kind of leery about that.
Okay.
But yeah, Kate.
Yep.
Really,
I thought Kate really
works.
Yeah,
and we got to expand on Yelena, who who I was also leery about in Black Widow, and she worked in that, and then she comes in here and is like, steals the show.
So for me, Yelena, like, I don't want to say saves, but basically is what put it over the top for me. Mm-hmm. And Yelena and Kate's chemistry, actually.
Oh, there.
Because if you're
fantastic.
Trying to sell me on the new next generation of Avengers.
Which, I like, it sounds like a terrible idea. And,
it does.
And like, how are you going to do it? But that's how you do it. You just,
apparently.
You just let it. You let it breathe and go, okay, we're going to fall in love with these new characters now.
Well, so that was the big thing for me, is I thought it was really stupid. Mm. But they did it so well that I was so pleasantly surprised. And I'm like, great, now you're making me really love these moments between these characters. And I'm going to be invested in these characters. So, Disney, you can keep taking my money because it's totally working. They know what they're doing. And I think that's what worked so well in Hawkeye.
Damn you, Feige!
Okay, so number one, what was your favorite?
Yeah, WandaVision. The premise of it was so fantastic, and it just worked. Other than Ralph Boner,
they're gonna do something with him.
I
have faith in either the Agatha show or WandaVision. I'm thinking it's the Agatha show. They literally left her sitting in Westview. And we have a show coming out about Agatha Harkness. So, yeah. I'm just saying, something's going on. You don't cast him for that role for a boner joke.
I hope not.
No. I'm going to hold faith here.
Because, like, that was the week-to-week show that was as good, if not better, than Hawkeye.
I think it was better.
With the mysteries and all that was going on.
Because I think it worked with the mysteries, it worked with all the layers, but also
the TV.
Exactly.
The TV format.
Yeah.
It worked on so many layers, and it was so good.
Yeah.
And there was no Mephisto, which was hilarious. that was fine that there was no Mephisto. Everyone thought, Mephisto, where's Mephisto?
No.
But when he walked in and introduced himself as her brother.
Yeah, that doorbell rang and he opened the door.
I literally, like, jumped out of my seat.
Yeah, I know. All of a sudden, you were sitting beside me and I distinctly remember you being like, they did it. And then I was like, what did you say? And you're like, they just did it. I can't believe they did it. Oh my God, they did it.
Yeah.
He just kept repeating it.
And then, it was a boner joke.
But this is what set up all of the fantastic. It was 2021 was the year of Marvel.
It punched its way in so that Spider-Man could land properly.
I like it.
Because, like, if you didn't have that build up, Spider-Man, I don't know, would
maybe
it still work?
I still think it would have worked. But maybe
Spider-Man
not to the same
good,
level.
But
WandaVision was amazing. So, what did you like better as far as, did you like WandaVision or Spider-Man better? Because you said WandaVision.
No, Spider-Man.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
All right. But
what great bookends to 2021.
I know,
like,
right?
For a terrible year,
I know.
The Marvel content was just...
Way to go, Marvel. We haven't
so
declared
good.
2022 the year of anything yet. So let's just hold off on that, shall we?
Well, it's not the year of Marvel because we have
We gotta wait.
We got a big hole in that.
Yeah,
and
we
it's
do.
Not the year of Star Wars because there's, like, I don't know what's happening with Star Wars. We don't even know when The Mandalorian Season 3 is coming out.
I know. We did. We watched Encanto, but that was 2021 still. So, I don't know. Let's just leave 2022 as a question mark and we will declare it the year of something later.
The year of hope.
What are rebellions built on? Rebellions are built
exactly.
on hope.
Exactly. We should watch Rogue One again.
Oh, my. Okay. We're going to rank our favorite Star Wars at some point. But okay. So I have a... We're not going to do trivia, but I do have a little quiz for you here. Which Hawkeye lead matches your personality? Are you Kate Bishop or are you Clint Barton? First of all...
I'm going to be absolutely shocked if I'm not Clint Barton because I am a crusty old man.
First of all, how old are you? Under 30 or over 30?
I am well over 30.
Oh, well over 30, but yes, you are definitely over 30. Which Avengers movie do you prefer? Do you prefer The Avengers or Avengers Endgame?
Ooh.
That is tough.
I prefer The Avengers.
I figured you'd say that.
If it was Infinity War is the best Avengers
movie. Agreed.
But Avengers is the second best.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say Infinity War is the best Marvel movie.
It's right up there.
What is your favorite thing about Christmas? Is it family or presents?
No, family.
Yeah.
Mostly
which
food. If food was on the list, it'd be food. Yeah.
Which Disney? Oh, we just talked about this. Which Disney Plus series do you prefer? WandaVision or Falcon and Winter Soldier?
WandaVision. Yep. Yeah.
Which coast do you prefer, east or west?
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Depends what country I'm in.
I know, but it doesn't ask that. Oh, this is a BuzzFeed quiz, so I'm going to guess the states. Yeah, but anyway.
It really depends on what...
I know.
We're gonna go with east, just because.
Which Black Widow sister do you prefer? Do you prefer Natasha Romanoff or Yelena Belova?
Oh, man.
I know. We just talked about how awesome Yelena is.
What the heck?
I know. This is your problem.
What the heck?
I know.
You gotta go with the original.
You have to. During Civil War, were you Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I know which one I was.
I think I was probably Team Iron Man.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I was not.
I like to follow the rules.
I do in real life, but when I was cheering for them, I was definitely cheering Team Cap.
No, I think Iron Man was right.
No.
You can't have super-powered individuals operating unchecked.
Oh, we need to talk.
I mean,
are we gonna do a whole?
Okay, you've seen The Boys, right?
Okay, we're gonna do a whole episode on Team Cap versus Team Iron
Man.
Okay, because we don't have very much Marvel content coming up this year for a while, so we're gonna do this. Okay, all right. Which villain would you rather fight, Hela or Thanos?
Jeez,
I'm gonna die with both.
Yeah, this is like, would you rather die or? Die. I'd probably rather fight Thanos because he's not cruel.
Mm.
He just wants the universe to thrive. Hela's cruel.
I love, by the way, in Hawkeye, you had more than one. There was the mug, and then there was the graffiti that said Thanos was right.
No.
I love that kind of nod. Okay. You know, are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Introvert.
Finally, which new Marvel movie did you prefer? Did you prefer Shang-Chi or Eternals? I already clicked Shang-Chi for you. Yeah. This might surprise you. You are Clint Barton.
What?
Just like Hawkeye, you are someone who has had a lot of life experience. You've seen some intense poop in your day, and it's made you a little jaded and tired.
Yeah.
So all you want is to relax and put your stressful days behind you. However, you have a huge heart. So you are incapable of standing by when others need your
help. That's a medical problem if you have a huge heart.
Yeah. Don't settle into the chill life just yet, because an unexpected new adventure may just be around the corner.
We're going on an adventure.
Oh, we haven't done that in a while. So, yeah, you're not surprised. Which one would I be? I'm also Clint Barton.
You would probably be Clint. You're just old, so... You have more of a chance of being Kate than I do.
This is true. However, you might be like 90% Clint with 10% Kate. I might be like 70-30.
Maybe, yeah.
We have some trivia to look at.
Oh, yeah.
So last week I asked you a few trivia points about Main Street USA. First question I asked you, since Pumped into Main Street USA, there are several that are. I asked you what they were. This is what you said.
Hot buttered popcorn. That's a good smell.
That is a very good smell. However, they don't need to pump that in because there's so much buttered popcorn.
They just make it for real. Yeah,
the scents that are bumped in are actually, mostly it's vanilla.
Vanilla is a nice smell.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the scent of baking cookies, but it's primarily vanilla. Except during the holiday season in which it's switched to peppermint.
Oh.
Yes. Question number two, where can you find the names of Walt's family? This is what you said.
On windows?
Ding, ding, ding. You are right.
I knew there was names in the windows.
Yes. Yeah, so it's actually, there are many names in the windows of some of the original Imagineers, things like that, but Walt's family is included.
Okay, well, hooray.
Yeah, good job. You got one out of two so far.
Yay.
And
that's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, and the third question, I asked you, who are the Cadaver Dans? This is what you said.
Oh, well, we already know I got this one right. Oh, they're the Dapper Dans at Halloween time.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. Right again.
Yeah.
Two out of three. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Especially for Disneyland trivia.
For the worst land in the land.
That's not the worst land in the land, Toontown.
Yeah, well, that's closing, so. For renovations.
So, but currently is not the worst land in the land. So that is our show for this week. Thank you to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also find a link to our social media accounts. If you're more into emailing, you can also message us there. And you can find us on Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. Honestly, if you search for DisneyA, you're going to find us on any of those platforms. And you can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you have rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, please do. It means a lot to us. It only takes a couple minutes or a couple seconds even, but it actually matters so much to us.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah.
It makes me feel happy inside.
That is also very true. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, please recommend us to them. You can listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radios, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Magic of the Mouse Radio, can be found on most radio station apps. Next week, we're going to get judgmental. We haven't been judgmental in a while. It's been
that
like
seems mean.
Holidays. We've been in a good mood, but you know what? No more of that.
What? No.
No, but we're going to be judgmental about animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we love our pets. We have several.
Several, yeah.
If you got one of our Christmas cards, you saw our pets. And if not, you missed out.
Yeah, too bad for you.
But we are going to chat favorite Disney and Pixar pets. Not animals, pets.
It is an important distinction.
Yeah, so for example, Robin Hood are animals, but no pets.
They're not pets, no.
Right? But if I was doing,
Robin Hood
say,
is his own man.
He is his own man. But if I was doing, say, Aristocats, the cats are pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have a favorite Disney or Pixar pet you don't want us to miss, be sure to drop us a message on Instagram, Facebook, or through our email. I'll throw something up in the Instagram stories, too, where you can, like, mention it. We only said Disney and Pixar, so we're not talking Lucky the Pizza Dog here, which is probably the best part about
Hawkeye. He is adorbs. We didn't talk about Lucky the Pizza
Dog.
That's
because he's so awesome, he doesn't need to be, right?
He
he's just
really,
straight up awesome.
He's really cute.
You know why? That's why we're not going to talk about him in this episode, because it's just, it's too easy.
Yeah.
Too easy.
Cute little Pizza Dog.
So be sure to message us if you have a favorite Disney or Pixar pet you don't want us to miss. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Where the points don't matter and we don't get to travel anyway. I mean...